Troubles at Enron, the energy trading company, are multiplying. Enron stock has been removed from the Standard & Poor's 500 index, a major stock average. Share prices closed down another 41% yesterday, after falling by 85% on Wednesday. Just a year ago, Enron stock was worth almost $90 a share. Now it's selling for pennies. That's a loss of about $30 billion in shareholder value. Rarely has a major corporation fallen apart so quickly. Once the largest buyer and seller of electricity and natural gas, Enron is expected to file for protection from its creditors by next week. But some financial analysts predict the company will never emerge from bankruptcy. NPR's Jack Speer reports on Enron's decline.
Enron began life as an old-fashioned oil and gas pipeline company. But by the late 1990s, it was using the Internet to sell everything from electricity and steel to high-speed computer access. Mark Epstein is a professor of management at Rice University in the company's hometown of Houston, Texas.
They started with energy, and then they said, well, we can trade anything. All we are is a market maker, and if somebody wants to trade natural gas, we can do that. If somebody wants to trade broadband, we can trade that. And all we're going to do is acquire the broadband at one price and try to sell it for a few cents more to some customer.
For a while, that way of doing business thrived. Through its online trading network, Enron Online, the company was handling billions of dollars a day in energy trades, roughly a quarter of all the natural gas and electricity sold in the U.S. The company operated more like a brokerage than a traditional energy firm, but then came a series of scandals. Enron's CEO resigned, and there were revelations about questionable accounting practices. However, nothing had fundamentally changed in terms of Enron's core business. What had changed, Epstein says, was the company's reputation.
It's the customers that lost trust, and the market lost trust, and the rating agencies lost trust, and it's like many other industries, it's so dependent on trust that there's a franchise risk. And as soon as people start doubting whether they can trust your ability to deliver, they exit.
And once that credibility began to crumble, things got bad in a hurry. The final blow came this week as rival Dynegy backed out of a deal to buy Enron. John Kyle Cartwright is senior energy analyst with Raymond James. He says if Enron had been more forthcoming, it would still probably be a successful company.
If there hadn't been a credibility crisis, Enron would not have had a problem, and it still would have been one of the top 10 largest companies in the country.
Under the leadership of CEO Kenneth Lay, Enron built a business other companies could only marvel at. The company believed it could control the risks associated with trading any commodity, and that it could do so better than anyone else. But within that attitude, says Cartwright, were also the seeds of the company's destruction.
Well, the type of management that you need to build a great company tends to be the wrong management in the midst of a crisis. And when this company became a credibility crisis issue, management's general demeanor that they were, in fact, smarter than everyone else worked against them.
But no one expects the system of energy trading Enron pioneered to disappear either.
Enron will go down in history as the company that built what will probably be known as the energy merchant industry. And they won't be around, you know, when that industry comes to be fully grown.
Some are now saying with the collapse of Enron, utility regulators will need to focus more on energy trading practices. A number of smaller energy trading companies, meanwhile, are looking to pick up the pieces of Enron's trading business. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.